This audio is from a private gathering, and Radha says that she wants to build a cottage for Ashagan when they visit. And Satyam encourages her, and she continues about having this life of spirituality and the effect it has on the children.
But look at it this way. Your house has become a center of satsang and spirituality. That's how our house was.
Amazing.
And look at how our kids turned out.
Amazing.
I'm not saying they're special, but not at all. But no, they're serious. They're like special. Any other kids, like the VJs.
Yeah, okay, so let's say they're not special. They're the type of kids you would want your kids to be.
Yeah. So satsang are very important. Ali Reza watched me do service every single day, and he resented it for a while because he says, why is it that you are not available to, you know, with us, and you go and do this and that? And just on Sunday night, I went to the bedroom, was laying down, and I laid by him, and I said, oh, let's just catch some, you know, time together. And he said, Mom, you have gathered good people around. I said, do you remember when you were growing up, how our house was? It was a house of God and service. And this is the result. And he said, yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And that's how you guys are doing it now. House of God and service.
It's unbelievable.
Well, what an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
She is amazing.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not at all. You're going to make me tell you for the 11th time. Junavati Bhattat is Mahatma Master Devi. So I'm amazed too. I'm amazed.
Yeah, I mean,
it's amazing.
I'm talking about now, not then.
I just mean that's a miracle. That's a miracle. It is.
It is.
You know, walking on water. So what if you walk on water like your feet didn't get wet? What's the big deal? This is a miracle that you can, like, yeah.
I was in India, and when I came back, a lot of people were interested, and they came, and they said, did you see a lot of miracle? I said, listen, I'm not interested in, per se, the miracles that people get surprised about, you know. I went there to feel it in my heart, to feel transformation. And I did. Mm-hmm. This is, to me, is the highest miracle. I mean, like you said, you know, even bringing the dead to life does not hold a candle.
No, that's actually kind of me.
Yeah. To transformation of the heart. Through understanding.
This is, I think, what they mean when they say bringing the dead to life. I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told Nasreen my life wasn't bad, but I was a dead person. Yeah.
So was I. I was financially secured, loved, I had plenty, but I was miserable. I think there is a, like I was saying in most Nazanin book, this starvation, the worst of starvation is the soul. When that get malnutrition, depression, stress, worry, anger, envy, they all sprout out of this because it's they grow in a desert, and that's a good place for it. And then when you water it, the rest of the subtle body and then the gross body, which is a physical body, gets fed. You know, Baba was saying that, you know, we are so careful what we eat. Mm-hmm. What about what we think, what we hear, what we say, how we act? Mm-hmm. Remember I was opening the front door?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't let just anybody into your house. You wouldn't let a snake into your house. You wouldn't let a bad person into your house. Why would we let just any thought
come to our house? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
This idea, too, of the bringing a dead person to life keeps getting deeper, because first it was for me feeling something, and then it was feeling so much. And now there's even another meaning with the unconscious versus being conscious. And when you're unconscious, you're not living.
No, you're not living. How can you? Is everything is automatic? You have no control. Yeah. Genuine people get genuine teaching. That's all it is to it.